Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
You're welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. That there was a beautiful piece done by Jesus Culture featuring Kim Walker Smith titled Alive in You. I hope you were blessed by that beautiful song. Amen. You're welcome back to the 14th day in April 2024. Here's God's word to us today. You need to be spiritually sensitive. Our opening scriptures from Romans chapter 6 verse 11. It says, likewise you also reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for a beautiful day that you have made and you have caused us to be part of it. We thank you for life, for the breath of life, the gift of life. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word that you have sent to us today. We receive it with thanksgiving and we ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. Many believers think that spirituality is something that is meant for a select few in the fivefold ministry. But God wants you to be spiritually minded at all times, and that is not a difficult thing to do. One of the benefits of being spiritually minded is that it will make you become spiritually sensitive to God and your environment. And when this happens, you will begin to perceive things in advance before they manifest in the physical, because nothing happens in the physical that hasn't already taken place in the spirit realm. In this season of dominion, a major key that will help you exercise and walk in perpetual dominion is spiritual sensitivity. This is what gave Elisha an advantage over the king of Assyria and his troop of soldiers sent to capture him. In fact, Elisha's spiritual sensitivity was so rife and extensive that one of the servants of the Assyrian king told his master, Elisha tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom. In 2 Kings chapter 6 verses 13 to 17, the Bible records, so he said, go and see where he, Elisha, is, that I, king of Assyria, may send and get him. And it was told him, king of Assyria, saying, surely he, Elijah, is in Dothan. Therefore he sent horses and chariots and a great army there. And they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? So he answered, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Why was Elisha's servant afraid? Because he wasn't spiritually sensitive to his environment, hence did not know that God had already dispatched angels for their protection. Child of God, one of the benefits of spiritual sensitivity is deliverance from fear, especially from fear of the unknown. But how do you become spiritually sensitive? It is through consistent reckoning. It is important to know that spiritual sensitivity comes when you are alive unto God. Being alive unto God means to have all your spiritual senses conscious of the presence of God. And the way to achieve this is through continuous reckoning of yourself to be dead to sin, but alive unto God. To reckon means to consider or regard something in a specified way. In our theme scripture, Apostle Paul enjoins that you consider yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God. And the way to make that become a reality in your life is to keep saying it to yourself that you are dead to the deeds of sin, but that you are alive unto God. When you populate your spiritual atmosphere with this consciousness, the Spirit of grace will cause the power of sin in your flesh to become increasingly weakened, while your spiritual senses will come alive and you will become awakened to the fatherhood of God, His unfailing love towards you, and His ever-abiding presence in your life. Besides, He will cause His perceptions to become increasingly sharpened to receive clearer signals and razor-thin precision as you continue in fellowship with the Lord and maintain your confession of faith. This is the one major key you need to enjoy a life of dominion in this world. Start to practice it today. Shalom. Let's pray together. Say after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the Spirit of grace that is at work in me. I declare that I am dead indeed to sin and alive to God. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen. Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the Scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Legacy Nashville Music featuring Carrington Gaines and Brian Nero. And they're singing a song, the title, Alive in You. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afamifune. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
All I've carried, I've forsaken the one I was, and now I'm living in resurrection.